No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We got a full crew for you today here at Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, today, you know, it's good that we have two flight instructors with us and our full crew, because we're going to take a little, I don't know, a diversion from our typical flight plan, because there was a story that came out this week in USA Today, and you may have missed it, because I don't know if anybody reads USA Today anymore, and if you're a pilot and you did read USA Today, probably
I think I'm stopping.
Yeah, exactly. This week you've canceled your subscription, because they put out this article called Unfit for Flight that is just, I don't know how else to say it, tears general aviation's, you know, backside a new one. I mean, it's just like, you know, the NTSB isn't doing their job investigating plane crashes. Plane crashes are up and, you know, commercial flying's down, but general aviation crashes are way up and out of control. And, oh, my God, you read this thing and you think the sky is literally falling or planes are falling out of the sky at a rate that's way higher than they should. And, I mean, it caught me off guard. And you know, you may have missed it because there has been, I don't know, a few other things in the news, whether it's Iraq or an IRS scandal or God knows what else. And the good news for the general aviation community is because there's so much craziness going on in the world right now, this may have escaped your radar. And
why are we talking about it?
Well, because, you know, we want to do what we can to draw attention to stupid news stories that piss us off. Okay. Yeah, this is more of a therapy session for private pilots today. Are you with me, Keith? Are you thinking?
I am absolutely with you, 100%.
All right. So
Brown Nizer.
You know, welcome to our Just Plain Radio couch.
Well, he knows that this is the kind of stuff that gets me going. That's what
I know. I think that's why he picked this subject for today, because he knew you'd be on and we could get you going. So
exactly. Well, you know, it even got me going, though. And I don't even have my flight certificate yet. But I read through this stuff. And you know, it brought up a lot of issues that I thought about when I first attempted this journey to become a private pilot. And, you know, as a, you know, certified scuba diver and dive instructor, you know, when we started this program, that was one of the ideas, is I was going to learn how to fly. And just like it was for diving, a lot of people outside of the dive community think, oh, my God, you want to go underwater, swim with sharks, and why aren't you worried about being eaten, or, you know, you're going to die, it's so dangerous, and blah, blah, blah. But it's like any activity you take on. If you go in and you learn the skills and you follow the rules that have been, you know, developed over many, 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 many years, and when you dig into the statistics, it's actually an extremely safe activity. And so I kind of came from that diving mindset in that regard and applied that to private pilots. But what was one of the first questions I had for you, Ed? And you remember me asking about that? Like, well, is general aviation safe in that regard? Is it more dangerous, or should I be alarmed in that regard? Do you remember me asking you that?
Yeah.
And you said what? Do you remember?
I probably said something to the effect it's actually safer than driving to the airport.
Well, exactly. Just like, you know, what's the most dangerous thing that can happen to you in diving? Getting on a dive boat or driving to the dive marina to get on a dive boat. That is way more dangerous than going diving underwater or whatever. It's the same kind of thing. So I kind of had that perspective working for me. Now, people that don't have that, I can understand their concern, especially when, you know, a lot of times the only time you hear about general aviation or small planes is when it's a crash on the local news and some,
or national news.
Or national news, that kind of thing. And of course, that's when you see that, that's what kind of has a tendency to overtake your opinion of a particular activity. You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that you know, we have spoke about it in the past. You know, there is, I believe, an irresponsible approach to covering aviation by the media, and you know, that's what's kind of funny about it. When we go, you know, when we go to places like Sun and Fun, we're going as media.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not mainstream media; that's aviation media, and they have a much more realistic approach to what aviation is.
Right.
But the mainstream media, the accident out in San Francisco, the Asiana Airlines,
right.
The reporter who reported the pilots' names. I mean, do we need to say anything more about mainstream media not doing anything more than reading something on a screen?
Right. Well, you know, that's just an ignorant mistake. What we see in this USA Today article is someone who seems to have almost a vendetta against the industry, if you look at it. I mean, there's people that have posted replies to this from AOPA.org, which they have written an official response to, and they're obviously upset. But, man, the thread of comments from the pilots throughout the through the aviation community is quite interesting, from as extreme to, hey, this is a conspiracy theory. These people are out to get the private pilots. And I don't think it's that crazy. I think this guy, though, may have some kind of issue or mindset about general aviation or small planes or a bunch of yeehaws, or they have way too much money on their hands. They shouldn't be doing this. They're making it more dangerous for everyone else, and they shouldn't be flying these planes around, or their corporate structure of the, you know, manufacturing, you know, of the manufacturers of the planes like Cessna or Piper or whatever. These guys don't care about anybody, and all they care about is making a profit. So they're going to put these dangerous flying machines in the air, and they don't care if they kill people or not, as long as they can make a buck. So there's like, you could go as far as extreme as you want to go as the motivation behind it. But when you read it, it is really one-sided.
Yeah.
And like you brought, I think you mentioned already, he throws out a statement that over
45,000 pilots or people have been killed in general aviation accidents in the last 5 decades.
So 50 years.
50 years. Now, and they're comparing it against a commercial aircraft number of like 5,000 in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you look at that, it looks, wow, that's horrible.
Right.
But how many people have died on the highways in bus accidents, in car accidents in that same time frame?
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of the whole shark attack thing. You know, people worried about shark attacks, and you have a better chance of being struck by lightning. You have a better chance of a vending machine falling on you and killing you than being bit by a shark. You have better chance of being
news.
Bit. It does. It's sensationalistic. You know, a plane crash, a shark bite, or whatever. But when you break it down, the odds are actually really good. And plus, when you factor in, and I think this was one of the responses AOPA gave the reporter before this article was published. He did go to them, and they, I guess they said something on their website. You can see this at AOPA.org, that they sat down with the guy for like an hour, and evidently he didn't take any of their data that they gave him, which one was not just that, you know, 50 years, 45,000 deaths or whatever you want to say. You're not taking into account how many more hours people have been flying, how many more how much more time has built over those 50 years of people in planes, which actually shows that accidents have went down by 40%.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, the old saying, figures lie and liars figure.
True. Or don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. So, you know, one of those. Take your pick. So, you know, obviously it's the guy had it out for, you know, the aviation community. At least that's the way I feel about it. But I don't really, I don't get it as well, other than, you know, are they just doing sensationalistic journalism and trying to sell papers? What do you think, Keith? I know you've been chomping at the bit here. Is that vein on your forehead bulging yet, or what?
I'm going to keep my cool today. But I think it is absolutely just sensationalistic journalism. Somebody who's got a bone to pick for whatever reason. He probably tried to learn how to fly and couldn't do it himself, so he figured he's going to make it, or I should say themselves, because I don't really know if it's male or female, whether they could do it themselves or not. But, you know, if you remember a few years ago, you know, the same USA Today posted all of the people that had concealed carry permits in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was perfectly fine to do. And yeah. So somebody, in a reaction to that, went ahead and found the addresses, because they put every single person's address who had a concealed weapons permit.
Right, and put it out online.
Put it out there.
So any burglar could find out.
He went ahead and put every reporter's address, you know, and posted it. And man, the media just went nuts. You can't do that to a reporter, this, and this. And I take that in the same grain that these people are doing this. You know, I mean, when you read things like seats sliding backwards and the aircraft nosediving because of it, well, that's not what happens when the seat slides backwards.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into the specifics as we continue covering this big story for the aviation community next, right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deep Water Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deep Water Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deep Water Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwaterkay.com. That's deepwaterkay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
This is Just Plane Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We're your crew, and you are our passengers. Welcome aboard, whether you like it or not. It's time to vent, and that's what we're doing today for the general aviation community, because this article in USA Today came out this week, unfit for flight, just blasting general aviation, the manufacturers, and all this kind of stuff. And we'll get into, let's get into some of the specifics in dressing. Now, we already talked about the fact that they said, you know, 45,000 people have been killed over the last 50 years in general aviation, which seems a little crazy number too, by the way. Is that accurate even?
Probably is accurate.
Could it be?
I mean, you know.
But when you look at the last 5 decades, you're talking 50 years.
You're talking, you know, 60s.
Right.
Technologies have changed drastically since the 60s.
Right, exactly. And you they know, make the comparison.
Pilot training has changed drastically in the last 10 years.
The reporter makes this comparison to commercial flight, that commercial flight fatalities have went down dramatically, but general aviation has stayed the same. But when you actually dig into the statistics with the AOPA, you'll actually find that more people have been flying, more hours have been in the air. And actually, when you take that into consideration, flight accidents have went down like 40%.
Absolutely. And what they're not taking into consideration is that the technology, a lot of the current airliners that these people are flying in, that the, you know, is so safe, is less than the technology in general aviation today.
Yeah.
The airline technology comes from general aviation. And so as general aviation and technology has advanced, general aviation gets it first. It's too costly for the airlines to put that into all of their airplanes. So the airlines do it, you know, with the old technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. So, what they're doing, I guess maybe commercial airline folks are doing a better job too. And obviously general aviation can always, do better.
Oh, yeah.
And we, obviously that's what the FAA is trying to do. AOPA, everybody wants general aviation to be safer and continue to improve.
But one of the things they point out in the article is that 86% of all general aviation accidents are pilot error. We all know the statistics. We all dislike the statistics, but it is the truth. And the solution to that is good quality training, good quality testing at the pilot certification level, and is there room for improvement in that area? There always is, and that's why those accident statistics that AOPA is quoting has been going down, because it's getting better and better and better each year because of what the industry is doing, not what the FAA is doing and not what the NTSB is doing. Yeah, they're giving us feedback, but it really comes down to the industry is taking it upon themselves to make it safer, make it better, and but once again, what they're doing is they're going out for the quick, easy, sensationalized story that now let's compare this to the everyday act of driving a car. Seven,
I believe. Well, they don't do that.
I know, and that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I think this really comes down to irresponsible journalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'd agree, and there's a lot of people online that have posted comments along that line. I mean, if you took that 45,000, I think it's 3.5 million. It's a number I saw posted online for car accidents or car deaths. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you're not comparing apples to apples here. Or, if you're comparing other modes of transportation,
yeah,
you got to put this stuff in perspective somewhat, to be fair. And that's where this is kind of being painted with a broad brush that makes general aviation look a little too scary. And, that's bad for the industry. That's what's bad. You know, Just Plain Radio is here to
let's talk about what that's going to do some of that to the mystery. Airline industry. Where does the airline industry get its pilots?
From general aviation. People absolutely. Like me. Well, not me. Don't worry. You're safe.
You're safe. Not great. but absolutely, that's where we get them from, is from general aviation. And so if they do something that hurts general aviation, guess what? Your airline flights are going to go away because they're not going to have enough pilots to put in the airplanes.
Well, they're not going
to
go away. They're just going to be the pilots aren't going to be as well trained.
Well, no. No, that's not true.
Oh, they just won't have as many.
They won't have as many, and they will not be able to fly the number of flights that they're flying now, let alone the ones they want to expand to, not to mention the number of pilots that are aging out, mandatory age out, and are retiring. So it's going to affect John Q. Public, and it's going to affect them soon. Even without this article, it's going to affect them soon. This just could make it happen sooner. True. In my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into some of the specifics. Now, before the break, Keith, you mentioned that one element about the seat sliding back in a Cessna. That was a recall or something years ago, or like 10 years ago or something, where they were coming off track or something like that? Are you following me where I'm coming from?
No. I mean, your seat track
in Charlie Mike
has an airworthiness directive that it had to be inspected
right
every 500 hours, and there's also a seat arrestor to keep it from sliding back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that was the retrofit they put out about 10 years ago.
It was actually only a few years ago that they put that in as an additional safety layer.
Right.
But Keith, go ahead with what you were saying as far as what would happen if that happened.
Okay. Well, first of all, yeah, what happens is the airplane does not nosedive when the seat rolls back. If, mm-hmm. the, seat, if the airplane's going to do anything, it's going to pitch up. It's not going to pitch down.
Oh, but good point, yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's airliners out there. Every single airplane out there has the ability to have the seat slide back. I've had it happen to me in an airliner to have the seat slide back on rotation. So it's not just general aviation. You know, you have to look at, you know, anything that we do, it has a risk to it. And if it's man-made, it, you know, it's going to fail one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, so this particular thing here that they're using, yes. Has that happened to me? Yes, numerous times, both in general aviation and in an airliner. I've never crashed an airplane.
True. And I've actually, I've never had it happen to me in the plane, but I've had it happen to me in my car.
Yeah.
I hit the gas and the thing wasn't latched. Whoa, hey! And you feel like a fool, but I didn't, you know, drive into a wall or anything at that point either. You know, you're just, what are you going
to do? The whole point is that you train for things to happen. And that's what pilot training is all about. You know, that's what Ed and I eat, sleep, breathe, and we do all day, every day.
You get to sleep? People. Wait a minute. You get to sleep?
He gets to sleep and you get to eat.
Okay, that's fair.
But, you know, that's what we do, and that's what we love to do. And so, you know, you train people how to deal with these types of scenarios. And, you know, I don't know of any accident that has ever been caused by a seat sliding back.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was one of the elements they brought up. We'll get into more of this next, right here on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keefe. All right, so if you're in your plane and the seat slides back, you won't necessarily crash, but I don't know what they were getting at with this anyway. Keith, what is your spin on, you know, what this reporter was pointing out with that particular issue?
Well, I think what they're trying to point out is that the aircraft manufacturers are trying to hide things from the public that, you know, this could happen, but they're not telling you that it could happen, which is not true. Just like our automobiles that, you know, they haven't talked about that people die in every single day have recalls. Right now, General Motors has a big recall going on with the ignition because the ignition is malfunctioning on some of their vehicles, and General Motors hasn't, you know, wasn't very upfront in letting it be known that there is a problem here.
Right.
We don't hear a whole lot on this story, but yet, you know, we're getting a whole lot on here. What they're saying is the manufacturers are just trying to cover things up. But we have a little bit different procedure. An aircraft manufacturer, once they find there's a defect, they go through a process and they figure out whether what the risk is, and then they put out what we call an airworthiness directive. And they send it to every aircraft owner of that airplane and say, hey, this is a problem that we see. And it's basically like a recall that you would have on your car.
But the difference is it's regulatory in nature because it is issued by the FAA. The manufacturer recommends it to the FAA and the FAA issues it. And if it's not complied with, that aircraft cannot fly.
Well, there
you go. Grounded.
And we don't have that with cars.
So we don't have that with
cars.
We're
way more regulated with the airplanes. Now, you know, they're kind of inferring that some of the manufacturers have held things back or, you know, of course, they don't provide any proof that they held it back. There are just some cases where people sued people and you know, this was discovered that maybe they should have let this out. And, you know, it's an evil corporate structure that is out to hurt us or whatever. But we're way over-regulated. That's been one of the problems. So we'll get into that next. That surely will make that vein pop on Keith's forehead. We're going to go for it on this next segment. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right, unfit for flight. That's the article we're talking about that was published in USA Today this week, which, yeah, it's kind of conundrum. You know, you don't want to really draw attention to this kind of nonsense. But look, we're an aviation radio show, and we're here to kind of take away that mystery of becoming a private pilot. And when things come out like this in the mainstream media, you have to address it. From our perspective, that is one of the reasons, that's one of the missions of this show, is to get the truth out there to folks that are just like me, you know, learning, wanting to learn to fly. I've always wanted to do this, and I don't want to be scared away by some stupid article, some reporter, you know, has a stick up his butt about flying, you know, small planes, and have it scare me away or anyone else that would want to pursue this dream, which I believe a lot of people, you know, have. You know, and they think that, oh, it's going to be too much work. I don't know if I could do it. It's way too hard. Look, if I can do it, anybody can do it. We've proved that. Even though I don't have my certificate yet, I have flown solo. I've done that part of it. And look, trust me, if I can get through this, anybody can do it. And it's a hell of a lot of fun. And I hate the idea of someone reading an article like that and not pursuing that dream of flying a plane, if indeed they were so inclined to do so. That's my concern. Is that fair, guys? Is that a noble effort? Is it, you know, a goal there, Keith? Are you with me?
Well, I'm with you, and I can tell you that I'm not going to quit flying because of this article.
Me
either. Well, yeah, you guys are all, you're seasoned pros. You're used to it. But does it annoy you from that perspective that, you know, flights, you know, your future students, you know, someone could read this and this could, you know, deter someone from, you know, following that plan?
Well, you know, I don't really think that it is going to. I mean, in some ways, yes, it could. And it just would make our job just a little bit more difficult. But the way that, you know, Ed and I approach our flight training is we want to educate people. We encourage them to go out, get as much, you know, information as they possibly can. And we'll sit down and we'll talk to you for however long it takes to answer every question that you have. And I think we can make people feel at ease. You know, when you don't skimp on maintenance, as we don't, you know, we do things that are recommended as well as things that are required. And then we do some extra stuff, you know, from time to time when we feel the need to do it. But, you know, I really don't think it's going to affect us that much, because I think the public, especially somebody who's aspiring to be a pilot, is smart enough to realize that this is nothing more than a sensationalist media person who's trying to make a name for themselves.
Okay, and I would agree from the standpoint that if you pursue this activity of becoming a private pilot, it is a challenge. It's something that you're willing to take on, and you would be encouraged by your flight instructor to dig deeper. I mean, and I think that's built into the DNA of becoming a pilot, maybe, in that sense. But what about the bigger picture for the aviation community? You know, we're already getting regulated beyond belief to the point where it's really tough for the manufacturers to even survive in this economic environment. You know, flight schools, like flight training professionals, you guys have actually done pretty good, but you know, it's a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to keep
daily
things you know, in the black, so to speak, and you know, things like this obviously are not good. And then, you know, if there's this mentality out there in the public or the mainstream media that, you know, we see it all the time, they have this stereotype like private pilots or pilots are these rich guys that have way too much money on their hands. Well, we can tax them more, they can handle it, and You know, they don't, who cares how much the gas costs? Oh, they can afford it and all this kind of stuff. Next thing you know, the general aviation community gets smaller and more difficult and more difficult. And it just makes it worse. And,
well, if that's what they're trying to do, I would beg them to go through and do some research to find out what the average student pilot, as they come through and get all their ratings from all kinds of flight schools, not just ours, but, you know, Embry-Riddle and FIT and Flight Safety and all these people, why then do these people have well over $100,000 worth of student loans if they have so much money and this is a rich man's sport? These are people that are trying to learning to fly and getting your certificates is basically a college education in aviation. Mm. And so if they're trying to do that, why are they coming out with that much? Because their parents don't love them and don't want to pay for it?
Well, yeah, of course. That's part of it.
You know, I mean, you have to look at this whole thing and, you know, they don't. They take what they want to. Just like you said earlier, they discarded the AOPA information that they gave them. AOPA has been around a lot longer than this reporter has been along. And so they've got the data to prove what general aviation has been doing. Not only that, but they've also got the airline data to prove it.
Yeah. Well, this guy, chose to ignore that data. And that's, you know, you can see the letter from AOPA refuting what this guy wrote in the article and said they sat down for an hour with him. And he chose to omit the fact that accidents are down 40%. And putting some of this statistical data that he put in his article in perspective. So that goes back to, okay, what is his motivation? You know, is it jealousy? You mentioned that at the beginning of the show, Keith, and I've read that online several times from some other pilots. Do you really think there's some validity to that, Ed? What do you think?
There may be, but you know.
That seems a little far-fetched to me, but. I mean, on one sense, I guess I could see, like, yeah, maybe the guy has had a problem with learning to fly in the past, or he came across a pilot he didn't like. Oh, I'll show you someday, or I don't know.
It just kind of has that tone to it. That, or he just wants to make a name for himself in the news business, and you know,
as a scumbag reporter that doesn't check his sources well.
No, like I say, I think he might
be going for a gig at TMZ.
There you go.
Or the Weekly World News.
He wants to go work for the Enquirer. And, you know, he wants to move up the rung from USA Today to the Enquirer.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Because I think that's at least one level. Enquirer's are one level above USA Today.
After that, I'm starting to think it's a total lateral move. but I don't know. But I don't know. You've been thumbing through the article. Anything else popping?
No,
up
not
on your
really.
Radar?
I mean that as I've gone through it, it's like as I said earlier on. You know, liars figures lie. That they're twisting the information to make the story what they want it to be, not what the true facts are.
Yeah. And you know, alluding to the fact that, you know, the manufacturers or the planes are having more mechanical problems than are being, than the manufacturers are being forthcoming with. And that maybe that statistic that it's pilot error is not as high as we think it is. That's one of the things you kind of come across from reading the article, that they're alluding that, well, the manufacturers have been kind of hiding the fact that, you know, actually some of these planes have been failing and they're not really telling us the truth or not changing their designs quick enough. And I'm like, you know,
well, now,
what is the motivation there? It's kind of like, sure, the bottom line's always a motivation, but if a manufacturer, to me, this never makes sense on many fronts, but if you're making an airplane, if you're a company that does this, and you come across a situation where there's an accident, and you discover there was some kind of design issue, or there's something you need to change, there's motivation. That is bad PR when your plane crashes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
it's built into the system to improve.
In May, I spent a little bit of time in Wichita, and one of the speakers at our seminar was an accident investigator that worked for Cessna Aircraft. He's been doing it for him for 11 years. Mm-hmm. They have a team of, I believe, 17 people now with the combined Cessna and Beechcraft organizations, a staff of 17 people that go to these accident scenes and investigate it on behalf of the aircraft manufacturer to find if there's something that needs to be fixed, changed, that was a factor in the accidents. So they've got full-time staff that deals with this, and their job is basically the same thing the NTSB does. They work in conjunction with the NTSB and with the FAA and evaluate, you know, from the manufacturing side, is there anything we could have done differently, done better, and so forth.
Right.
So, you know, there is this culture within the industry that this guy is totally missing of, and from the manufacturer saying that, you know, safety starts with them. You know, if you look at the way they're building the airplane you know, are they perfect? No. Do they make mistakes? Sure. But they don't ever not own up to their mistakes.
Yeah,
I've never run into a situation where they've hidden their mistakes.
These corporate devils that run these companies, if their planes fall out of the sky, their bottom line goes down the toilet.
Yeah.
So there's a financial interest for them to do just the opposite. At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
You know, I think my vein in my forehead's bulging. What's going on? More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You gonna ride shotgun with me, help me fly?
That's the plan.
Spread your wings and fly away. Fly away. Far away. Pull yourself together, cause you know you should do better. That's because you're.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. You can go check out their flight school, ftpros.com, and learn how to fly. Don't let that USA Today article scare you away. Go do it. You'll love it. It'll change your life, and you'll be a better person for it. But that is what we're talking about. And, you know, like I said, this kind of stuff does concern me because, I love what I've learned already. And I don't even have my flight certificate yet. And if you're listening to this show and you've had a passing interest in learning to fly, all I can tell you from my experience is just go for it. my God, it is so much more fun than you can even imagine. I mean, that's how it's been for me. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought I'd like it, but I really loved it way more than I expected. And I know I'm not alone. You guys see that every day when
I tell people it's the only legal drug left. Once you do it once, you want to do it again.
That's right. And
marijuana is legal in Colorado.
Well, I mean, not in Florida yet, okay? Yet.
That's right, yet. But it's way better. Trust me. Not that I would know, but we'll deal with that at a later time. But you know, the thing is that you know you should go for it. And when you see articles in USA Today that say unfit for flight, and you dig into it, and they talk about these all these planes, these private planes are older, and they could fail on you any time, and which is true, they could. But that's what you learn to deal with. But it's not like as bad. It's not nearly as bad as what they're presenting it as.
A new car can break down, and a new airplane could have failures.
Yeah,
you know they're mechanical,
right?
You know, and the pilot has to be prepared for them, and you know when they talk about the statistics, whether it's maintenance or whether it's the pilot, you know, maybe a maintenance item that the pilot could have seen and dealt with properly, and they didn't do it properly, so it gets signed off as pilot error.
Right.
And so that's where this article just glosses over that information and doesn't get into the true details, as, you know, that, you know, he may have done some fact-checking, but as we know from the AOPA side, they didn't obviously listen or pay attention to some
of the facts. Well, they gave one side of the story.
Yeah.
So it was very slanted and quite unfair. For general aviation or private pilots, and I think it's pretty evident when you go to AOPA.org and you can see their response letter to the article, and you see the thread, which last I checked, I mean, it was a very, very long thread from pilots from all over the world that are responding to this article and going, oh my God, this guy's an idiot. How could he do this? And it's so unfair. And what, you know, he's obviously clueless, or he's just out to make a name for himself. And you notice we haven't mentioned his name, and we're not going to. The only publicity we're given this is that it was in USA Today, and that's about as valuable as, you know, lining your bird cage with it, as far as I'm concerned this week. Just my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Yeah. But you know, it does concern me, like I said, for the industry overall. If anything, I've learned as a sidebar to learning to fly, as we've done Just Plain Radio over the last year or two, is seeing that the industry has had a tough time. The economic environment's been rough on many industries, whether it's boating, diving, and, of course, aviation. I mean, you see the challenges the manufacturers, the flight schools, all elements of the industry have in this difficult environment. You know, everybody needs to make a buck. And you want to see the boat get, you know, float higher for everybody, or the sea rise for everyone, and it's been a very difficult. When you see things pop up like this, it seemed kind of like an unfair shot. That obviously doesn't help. And I would rather see the industry and more people get into this activity and enjoy it like I am, as opposed to being afraid of it or scared away because it's too expensive or we're being regulated out of business or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now see, that's the thing. Here I am on the soapbox, and this is really Keith's role. What is going on, Keith? What has happened?
Well, I think you've, number one, you've probably been hanging around with me too much.
That's
number
probably two, part of it, yeah.
Number two, I think we probably just hit on something that, you know, as you get into this a little bit, you know, it just kind of hits those nerves that just drive you nuts.
Yeah, it's frustrating to see stuff like this, yeah. So,
you know, especially things that you're passionate about. But, you know, picking up on that, you know, Ed talked about, you know, a little bit ago, and he's said that the new pilots coming in may be a problem because, you know, we have a shortage coming out already. Well, I can attest that there is definitely a pilot shortage already. And so, you know, if less people start because of this article, their airliners will not be able to be filled. And if you look at Boeing has published some numbers, up to, if you go worldwide, you're looking at 48,000 pilots going to be retiring in the next 10 years. Worldwide. Now, the U.S., we're looking at probably about 18,000 or something like that. And so, you know, that's an awful lot of pilots that are going to be retiring. How do you fill that if nobody's learning how to fly? And like Ed said before, General aviation is what's filling our airliners today because the military is not supplying pilots anymore like they used to.
Well, and to kind of extend that, what does that mean to John Q. Public? Is if they're not pilots to fly the airplanes, no matter what the air, what the aircraft manufacturers are building, they won't be able to get their flights. They'll be sitting at the airport reading that USA Today longer because they'll be waiting on oversold flights and getting bumped to the next flight and the next flight and the next flight. And this is what I think this reporter doesn't understand is the ripple effect that something like this, you know, giving non-factual information can do to an industry that is critical to the nation and the world.
There's three basic areas that are very, very critical to any town: airlines, truck lines, or rail lines. And you take any of those away, any town is going to start to deteriorate. People have to move across.
We got to keep moving. All right. We'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.